Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Love and good deeds. Love and good deeds. I've worked in some of the worst shanty towns in the Deep South. I've worked in one of the toughest neighborhoods in the inner city. I've helped in mercy around the world and at one of the worst natural disasters in history in a third world country. I've spent many a day recently in Ferguson to help all those who have been affected by the recent unrest. And I'd like to think that I have spurred a good many people to more than just a few good deeds. Soup kitchens, community centers, disaster relief, neighborhood renewal, reconciliation, good deeds of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, building homes for the homeless. We do our good deeds and we spur one another on. But what of love? What of love? Because I'm here to tell you, there are some pretty wretched folks out there. The unlovable of our society. Those we may serve who are scam artists, thugs, criminals, animals, lowlifes, the refuse of the world. Love? We may serve them, but like Job's friends, we first want to know why mercy should be shown to someone who is getting what they deserve. Like the Pharisee who sees the sinful woman of the city entering the house and thinks her filthy sin may rub off and tarnish their holiness. Or worse, if an unclean leper came to temple, can you even imagine? We may serve them with our good deeds, but like the rich man who passed by the beggar Lazarus at his gate, each and every day we look down our nose at this homeless wretch who is beneath us. Let the dogs tend to his wounds. Now perhaps we will have our good Samaritan moment, but love? The unlovable? Yes, when Jesus says, as you have done it to the least, we have done it to him, we are the great. They are the least. And we humble ourselves to let them sit at our table to be served by us. But is God actually telling us to love them as ourselves and to spur one another to do likewise? What kind of foolish love would that be? What kind of foolish love is this? It is the love that is shown to you by God. Yes, make no mistake, you are Job, who comes into this world and will leave it with nothing to offer God. You are the leper covered in those sins that rots your flesh. You are the sinful woman of the city who has no business in the house of a holy man, let alone who dares to touch the Holy One of God. You, Lazarus, are the beggar at the gate, groveling for mercy. but this rich man, Jesus Christ, this Good Samaritan. This Good Samaritan looks down upon you, and he has compassion that overflows from the very depths of his being. His love for you courses through his veins. And he pours himself out until there is nothing left to fill you up. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? For a wretched sinner like me, a lowlife, filthy scum of the earth, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to fulfill the law, to sacrifice, to suffer, to bleed. And when I least deserved it, when I least deserved it, he prayed, "Father, forgive." In this greatest of all good deeds, he dies on a cross for me, to save and to rescue me. What foolish love is this on the cross? Dear God, what have you done for me? You heal me of my wounds. You cleanse me of all that is unclean and corrupts. You feed me at your table with forgiveness and life and salvation. You clothe me in your righteousness. You give me my heavenly home, confidence. Confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is his flesh. And brothers and sisters, this grace, this undeserved love, it transforms us. It spurs us towards love and good deeds. For when we see the refuse of the world, we see the apple of God's eye. When the lowly wretch sits at our table, we see the honored guest that we are humbled to serve, to feed, and to wash their feet. For as Christ says, as it is done to the least, it is done to him, our King. And so in the least, we see a royal. We see one who is crowned in the righteousness of God and his mercy. We see one with value beyond compare. So brothers and sisters, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and to good works. Let's meet together at God's table, and let us encourage one another. And all the more, as we see the day of Christ's return drawing near. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.